I need to make water, Aria explained. Well, use that tree right there, he pointed. You don't know what's out there, Harry. I heard wolves before.
Yoren wouldn't like it if she fought with him. She tried to look afraid.
Wolves? For true? I heard, he assured her.
I don't think I need to go after all. She went back to her blanket and pretended to sleep until she heard Hutpie's footsteps going away. Then she rolled over, slipped off into the woods on the other side of the camp, quiet as a shadow. Just to make sure, she went out twice as far as usual. When she was sure that there was no one near, she skinned down her breeches and squatted to do her business. She was making water, her clothing tangled about her ankles, when she heard rustling from under the trees. Hutpie, she thought in panic. He followed me. Then she saw the eyes, shining from the wood, bright with reflected moonlight. Her belly clenched tight as she grabbed for needle, not caring if she pissed herself. Counting eyes. 2, 4, 8, 12, a whole pack. One of them came padding out from under the trees. He stared at her and bared his teeth. And all she could think was how stupid she'd been and how Hutpie would gloat when they found her half-eaten body the next morning.